Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Last week, you heard Judge Roy Moore on this program announce that he had changed his position regarding the recent partial birth abortion ruling. And now, after reading the ruling itself, he strongly condemns it as a violation of the law of God and even of the law of man. Now, this week, you can tune in to tomorrow's program and hear former Focus on the Family staff attorney James Odom. James has been with Focus on the Family. He was hired directly by Dr. James Dobson, what, 5 or 6 years ago, and he's been with them ever since, and now he's just left their employ. James Odom will be here in studio tomorrow to discuss God and the law, and how God's word should inform our understanding of government, law, and public policy. What is a good law? What is a bad law? Today, I've had calls from three pro-life leaders around the country, three leaders. This is so extraordinary what is happening. These are regional leaders who head up right-to-life groups in their cities or even state board members. And they're excited about what is happening, the advance of the personhood wing of the pro-life movement, and that the child-killing regulators are on the defensive. The child-killing regulators, they are at National Right to Life, and Jay Sekulo and the ACLJ, and Focus on the Family. They have been advocating child-killing regulations for a quarter of a century, and that has destroyed the moral foundation of our own Christian pro-life conservative judges and our movement, and tragically, more and more, the entire body of Christ, is becoming infected with secular humanism and moral relativism. And so there is a battle to restore the body of Christ to its foundation of biblical principles. And I hope you're part of that battle. I'd like to give you the opportunity to call in today. We have so much we cover on this program week in and week out, and this is a great day to call in and talk about what's on your mind. Our phone number, 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278. Today, Colorado Right to Life won a battle. Some time ago, the state of Colorado was attempting to identify Colorado Right to Life as a political action committee, and in that way, regulate or take action against us. And so this has been a battle that's been in federal court. And today, the 10th Circuit struck down portions of the Colorado Campaign Finance Initiative in a case called Colorado Right to Life Committee versus Kaufman. Colorado Right to Life versus Kaufman. The 10th Circuit ruled in favor of Colorado Right to Life. And that's exciting. That's encouraging. I am personally advising people who get into the pro-life battle when they're forming organizations to consider forming organizations that are not restricted from making political statements. And that's why this program, Bob Enyart Live, is not a nonprofit ministry. It's not a 501c3. If it were, we couldn't tell you that, for example, Rudy Giuliani must be opposed because he's a child killer. He advocates even partial birth abortion. Therefore, we should oppose him. We should not support him. And we couldn't tell you about Mitt Romney, who is a liar when he says he's pro-life. He's pro-life because this is the Republican primary cycle. And every cycle, we are lied to. And there are Christian pro-lifers who want to be lied to because they want to be part of the game, the big game, the Super Bowl. And it's come to where politics are effectively takes the place of professional sports in the lives of countless tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of conservative Christians who watch Fox News and get all excited by Ann Coulter, and they want to see the Democrats and the liberals defeated, and it doesn't really matter how bad our guys are as long as we beat the other guys. It's like the Stanley Cup or the World Series. So here at Bob and Yurt Live, we will tell you when a politician is in violation of God's enduring command, do not murder, and then we will say, don't vote for that guy. And if you vote for that guy, if you voted for that guy, you need to repent. Ask God to forgive you. So that's why we are not a 501c3, and we tell people that. We tell people if you're going to make a donation to BEL, and a lot of people do. If it were not for the donations to this program, Bob and Yurt Live, and for the people who subscribe to our monthly services, like our monthly Bible study albums, our monthly videos, and so on, the monthly Best of Bob, the BEL televised classics when Bob and Yurt Live was on TV for years, people are getting those delivered to their home on DVD. They're 4, 8, or 12 shows a month. That's a lot of fun. So if it wasn't for those people, including those who make monthly donations, this show would not be on the air. And in fact, if you enjoy this program, please, I ask you to help us by calling 1-800. By the way, the phone number is the same if you'd like to call and make a donation, or you'd like to call and be on the air, or if you'd like to call and order some of our Bible study materials or science, evolution, creation, DVDs or books, or any of the debates we've had with atheists and so on. It's the same phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. If you'd like to call in right now, tell us what's on your mind. What have you been thinking about regarding, well, the issues we've talked about recently? We've talked about crime. We've talked about the economy. We haven't talked about the Iraq war in a long time. And we've talked about the pro-life movement and how it's been hijacked by secular lawyers at National Right to Life and Humanist. So, oh, and by the way, we did get a call at the beginning of this show, someone who doesn't want to come on the air, but another listener, and this has happened how many hundreds of times in the last 15 years, another listener, this one in Florida, thanks to Bob and Yurt Live, just took his daughter out of the public schools, 7-year-old. And that's another victory. Another victory. One less soul for the godless public school system to devour, and one more opportunity to raise a child in a Christian education system. Now, there are Christians in the public school system, and those who are there and not compromising, I'm thankful they're there. Those who are there and warning people that the system itself is godless, I'm thrilled they're there. The Christian teachers who are in the schools and they're giving their neighbors and friends a false sense of security, saying, oh, I'm a Christian teacher, it's fine to send your child to the public school system, then that's a mistake. That's wrong. But for a Christian teacher to be there, praise the Lord. So that's an exciting call from Florida. It would have been more exciting to have him on the air, but we understand some people would rather not go on the air. The phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Some of the recent topics, carbon-14 dating, dinosaur fossils to show that they're not millions of years old, they're only thousands of years old. And that's true of diamonds and oil and gas and coal and amber and so on. And we've talked about, of course, abortion and the partial birth abortion ruling that's brutally wicked and evil. Judge Roy Moore, a number of leaders around the country who are joining our ad hoc coalition to promote the personhood wing of the pro-life movement and to see the child-killing regulators on the defensive. And we've talked about crime recently and global warming. So those are the topics that are up for grabs. While we celebrate this, oh, and that's 800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Sometimes it's hard to get through. For example, right now, a couple people have called and it appears to get a catalog, get a BEL catalog, or to order one of our materials. So sometimes that blocks our lines, but just try 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So while we celebrate this ruling that the 10th Circuit Federal Court of Appeals ruled in favor of Colorado Right to Life, it was the case ruled on today, Colorado Right to Life versus Kaufman. We're thankful for that victory in which the state of Colorado was trying to basically make it more difficult for Colorado Right to Life to function and to identify us as a political action committee. And there were other aspects to the case also. And so we won that case, and pro-life activists tend to spend some time in court. And here in the Denver pro-life community, I think the Denver activists have won. Now, the exact number, I've lost count, but it's over 100 cases that have gone to court in Denver. And let's say it's about 108, 109 cases, and we have won over 100 of them, which is extraordinary. These are local activists working alone or as part of a group. And so here's another case you could strike down in the win column for the pro-lifers. But that doesn't mean we're winning, because we're getting slaughtered. We are getting slaughtered as a movement. And pro-lifers, I've been listening to Rush Limbaugh on and off for, almost 20 years, and Sean Hannity, and countless conservative, quasi-conservative talk show hosts, and they tell you the whole time, we're winning, we're winning, we're winning, we're winning. And what, we're winning? What do you mean we're winning? How could it be that we're winning when over a million babies are killed every year, and the American public is far more pro-abortion than they were when abortion was first legalized in the 60s and 70s. So no, we're not winning. We're getting slaughtered, but we're not giving up. We're fighting, and our plan is to turn up the intensity of the battle. All right, let's go. First, we'll go to Aurora, Colorado. Then we'll go to Brighton, Colorado. In Aurora, Vic, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hello, Bob. How are you today?
Good, sir. Hey, I recognize your voice and your name.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
You're the professional driver that called in. And Vic, remember you said, well, obviously you'll remember. Let me remind the audience. Well, you tell us, what did you offer to other professional drivers?
Well, I called in, and as my part in the fight for personhood in the pro-life camp here, I challenged five drivers to call in, the first five, and I would buy them their copy of Focus on the Strategy 2, or 40 Years in the Wilderness.
Either one. And we're promoting now Focus on the Strategy 2 primarily.
Right, okay.
But yeah, you did that. And then, as I recall, by the time we went off the air, and you said this was only an offer for professional drivers, because you're
right.
A driver.
Right.
And by the time we went off the air, we had five drivers. And we had one or two more who called in, who said, if you need more, because we said we already got five. But anyway, so what happened? Did we send you those names?
You sent me those names and the contact information, and I put them in some envelopes and postaged them and sent them off. And I got to tell you, Bob, it was kind of interesting, because I wasn't really sure. You know, I was a little apprehensive about doing the whole thing, but when I was putting those in the mail, it was just amazing, the feeling. I actually felt like I was doing something, you know?
Yeah, we're getting the word out, right?
Exactly.
We are sharing the truth with other people that we have a God-given right to life, because we are made in God's image and likeness, and therefore it is wrong to intentionally kill an innocent human being, and no one has the right to negotiate away that inalienable right, not even George W. Bush or National Right to Life, or Dr. James Dobson, or Jay Sekulow. No one has the right to negotiate or trade away a child's right to life because they think they're going to gain some political advantage.
Right.
It's wrong.
Okay, so I've called in again today, and I want to go ahead and do that again.
What?
Yeah, I think this is, I'm kind of getting addicted to this doing the right thing.
Yeah. All right, Vic. Now, okay, so tell me what this is. What are you offering?
Okay, so the first five drivers, they don't have to be just truck drivers. You know, if driving is the main part of your employment and you get to listen to Bob Inyard on the radio, or even if you just listen on the internet later, if you're a driver,
right,
the first five that call in, I will buy their copy of Focus on the Strategy 2, and I'll send it to them.
Wow, that's pretty neat. And, Vic, that was neat also. I like how you and our staff here did that. Instead of us sending it out, this was your idea, so we sent them to you, and you sent it out.
Right, right, because you're making one payment for postage to send it to me, and I'm taking care of the other five.
Well, that's pretty neat also. So, okay, so Vic, we obviously have your last name and your phone number.
Yes, sir.
So we will put out that offer. Five more drivers wanted. Five drivers wanted, professional drivers, to call in 1-800-8-NYARDS. That's 1-800-836-9278, and you will get a copy of Focus on the Strategy 2. Hey, Vic, I got a call today from a woman who's been in the pro-life battle for her entire adult life.
Wow.
And she watched Focus on the Strategy 2, and she called, and she could hardly contain her excitement. And she said, Bob, after all these years, I have a fire burning in me because I see that there is a vision for how to win this battle, and I'm on board. What can I do? And this is an astounding pro-life leader in Michigan. And so, Vic, we are building an ad hoc coalition of leaders, and we are not just idly allowing that opportunity to pass by. We are working together to exploit this opportunity and the momentum to press this advantage we have of the personhood wing of the pro-life movement being on the advance and the child-killing regulators being on the defensive.
That's awesome. Okay, there's only one contingency on this offer, and that's that the drivers that call in have to promise, not to me, but just promise to to share the information with someone.
Share it. In other words, they'll watch the DVD and show it or tell somebody else.
Yeah, I got to tell you too, Bob, when I watched it, that segment there with Alan Keyes on there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I felt like, I don't know if this is a good analogy, but I felt like I was at a football game and my team had just scored a touchdown.
Yeah, he is
emotion.
Absolutely extraordinary.
It was just, oh, my God, I can't believe that somebody's actually saying this, you know?
What an honor to be involved with these people and to be working on the same team. And it's really, it's the old team that God put together a long time ago, but it's been newly called together again. And you know what, Vic? There have been a lot of people with individual voices all over the country and a lot of discreet pro-life groups, I mean separate pro-life groups, saying it's wrong to violate God's command, do not murder, and it's wrong to be a sellout and just a fundraising arm of the Republican Party. It's wrong to support pro-choice Republican candidates against pro-life independent candidates. But that's what National Right to Life has done. But those voices have been individual. Now they are coming together. And as they come together, the sum is greater than the parts.
Amen, brother.
Thank you.
Well, I just want to bless your ministry, bless your show, bless our efforts. Thank you, Jesus, and talk to you later.
Thank you, Vic. God bless you. Vic from Aurora, a professional driver, with his offer to other drivers. And the number here, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Now let's go to Brighton, Colorado. John, welcome to Bob Inyard Live.
Hello, Bob. Good to be on the show.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I had a question, and I thought since you have such a talent for knowing how to apply biblical principles in places and areas that pretty much no other pastor will even consider,
John, let me comment. I don't know about that. I'm certainly not alone in the world, but we do take the Bible and we bring its principles to the issues of the day, and that's the primary thing we do on Bob Inyard Live. So go ahead. What's up?
Well, I was just looking at Genesis 18 and 19 with concerning the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, is there any way that we could apply that kind of the principle that God used to judge Sodom and Gomorrah when we think about using nuclear weapons with our nuclear weaponry?
Are you saying we should nuke San Francisco?
No, please don't. I was born there.
Oh, okay. All right. So, John, I guess you're asking in that way, is it right or wrong to use bombs or even nuclear weapons when you fight a war?
Right.
And you know that many innocent people will be killed. And the answer to that question is it is not fundamentally immoral to drop bombs out of the sky or even nuclear weapons in fighting a war. It depends if the war is just or unjust. And there should be a concern on the part of the just forces that they not have the wanton slaughter of innocent life. That should be a concern. But, for example, when we used nuclear weapons, atomic bombs, to end World War II, there is a real likelihood that we saved hundreds of thousands of Japanese lives by bringing that war to a sudden end. And so, no, it is not wrong. The problem with terrorism is that when nations are at odds and there's tension,
right. Then
the nations know where one another live, and they know where their resources are, their dams and their buildings and their factories. And so nations have a vulnerability to one another, and if one nation violates the rights of another, they become vulnerable. Whereas terrorism is private individuals and private organizations acting as though they were nations and lashing out with violence against others, and there is no vulnerability in the way that a nation is vulnerable. So terrorist groups should be opposed utterly because of that. Thank you, John. I appreciate that call. Let's go to Woodland Park. Paul, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob.
Woodland Park,
Colorado.
Woodland Park, Colorado.
Well, I'm Paul. I'm a contractor, and we listen to you every day. And so we were talking about open theism.
Yeah.
And we brought up the example of Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Nineveh, and he gave the prophecy that 40 days in Nineveh would be overthrown.
Yeah, would be destroyed.
Right. And then God changed his mind and didn't do it.
Yeah, that's what the Bible says, that God repented and did not do what he said he would do.
Right, and I'm in the open theism camp, but then my friend brought up the question that if God changed his mind, how do we know? Because he gave a direct prophecy that in 40 days Nineveh would be overthrown, and then he changed his mind. How do we bring that in line with God always telling the truth, never telling a lie? I mean, God?
Sure. Well, the open theist position answers that question. God is free, and he has a will, and he's mm-hmm. creative. So the future has to be open because God is free. God could write a new song today.
Right.
God could write a new song. He could create a new flower. He could create a new heaven and new earth if he wants to, because he's free. So when God said 40 days in Nineveh will be destroyed, that was God's plan. That was his thought. But then Jonah 3:10 says that God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented from the disaster that he said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. And that's a theme that runs throughout the Bible. There are many places where God said, I will do this. I will do this without fail. And then a generation later, God says, I will not do that which I said I would do, because you're evil and you didn't obey me. Or I will not punish you as I thought I would do, because you have repented. And that's the living God. God is alive. He's not the stagnant, dead God of the fatalistic future that the Greeks had.
Then the question came up, how can we trust God if he's going to change his mind about our salvation? And I said, well, we know the character of God, but...
Okay, let me answer that. We don't have much time. We trust God because he is good and loving. because he's righteous. The other side says, oh, no, no, no. We can only trust God if he has no choice. If God has no choice, then I'll trust him. But if God has a choice, I wouldn't trust him. I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. I mean, that is the brokenness of adopting a Greek philosophical worldview, which is humanism, instead of the biblical presentation of God. We trust God, not because he has no choice, but because he is good and loving, and he is faithful. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, trust God because he is faithful and true, not because he has no choice.
Well, thank you very much, Bob.
You're very welcome. I appreciate that.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
May God bless you. All right, that was pretty neat. That was Paul. And that topic we've covered at length on this program over the years and in our Bible study albums. We have Predestination and Free Will. We have Bob Debates Predestination with a pastor, a two-hour moderated debate on DVD. We have a brand new seminar on DVD, three DVD set called Open Theism. If you haven't seen that, I think you'll absolutely love it. What a fun seminar in front of a live audience filmed in Indiana. Really a great time. So some people say, oh, that sounds controversial. What, that God is free and that he's able and that he has a will and that he's creative? Those things should not be controversial. What, that Jesus went to the cross willingly? Jesus went willingly. He said, do you not know that I could call on my Father and he'll give more than 12 legions of angels to save him from that hour? But he went willingly. And to many Christians, the way they've been taught, that is controversial. But that should not be controversial for those who know that God is the living God. If he were the stagnant and dead God that could never have a new thought, never write a new song, never design a new flower, never create a new heaven or new earth, then I can see how that would be controversial. But he is the living God, living. 30 times the Bible says he is the living God. And it is God that tells us that the future is not settled, but open. It's based on our understanding of God that we could understand that. All right. So those three DVDs and that seminar, how much is that? I think it's, how much is it? $49.99 for the seminar, three DVD set. It's exciting. You can check out our internet site, KGOV.com. I don't always have the latest prices here. We have about 100 resources, Bible resources, science, pro-life, great, great materials. That's KGOV.com, KGOV.com, and Right to Life, September 22nd.